Welcome, welcome, welcome for another day. It's just another day in our way. It's always another day in our way. How will we speak from our heart today? How will we feel each other today? We'll see. We'll see. That'll be our theme for today, is speaking from the heart. So you can see your heart. We will see. I was always impressed with opinions about so many things in regards to communication through music. And to watch intellect come through from the heart is just fascinating. It's just so amazing to see. Thank you for, forgive me, I'm not an expert at this showmanship here. This is Inspired with Q. Thank you for coming to the show today, and thank you for listening. Take what you want from me and erase what you don't. My love to you. My great, great love to you. My incredible love to you. My incredible, incredible, incredible love to you. I've always been impressed with heart-based intellect through this type of human. And there's so many different types of mammalians and humans, and you know, you just look at your animals, dolphins, if you just look at all the animal creatures you've ever interacted with, how their intellect from the heart is so obvious and so magnificent. We are unbelievably magnificent. The one of those observations would be when I listen to Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart play music, is some of that heart-based intellect. It might not be music you like. You may not understand the rhythmics of it and or the dynamics of it. But when you start looking at the intellectual transfer from the heart, you'll see that it's shockingly amazing. It's just, if you're going to look at a band for its intellectual passion, look at the band Rush and others. So when I look at incredibly shocking heart-based intellect, so it's coming from their heart to be able to make that beat, that sound, the chorus, etc., you're gonna have a hard time playing that music because they're playing it from their heart. And that's why that music is so amazing to me, is because you can't play it. Or if you're going to play it, you're going to work your ass off doing it. You're going to have to really love it. It's not easy music. And they love making music that is so absolutely, definitively theirs. It's just amazing. And it's not everyone's cup of tea, but I'm telling you that when you watch the intricacy of that band's heart-based transmissions to you and the way they interacted with and or interact with their people and their staff, they love them. They love love. They are just of love in a way that is not necessarily recognized because, you know, the music is very heavy, as you can see. And if you ask them, I bet you to this day, if you ask Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson, who is one band you'd admire, pretty sure I'll get this right. And it would be the band The Who. And the band The Who shows you some absolute passion-based intellect. The band's called The Who. They're making fun of identity right off the bat here. And obviously, they started 50 years ago plus. And here's one song that they wrote for us, for you, through them, from the heart. And it goes like this. Who are you? Who? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I woke up in a Soho doorway. A policeman knew my name. He said, "You can go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away." I staggered back to the underground, and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and preaching from my chair. Well, who are you? I really want to know. Tell me, who are you? Because I really want to know. Who are you? I took the tube back out of town, back to the rolling pin. I felt a little like a dying clown with a streak of Ren 10-10. I stretched back and I hiccuped and looked back on my busy day. Even hours in the tin pan. God, there's got to be another way. Well, who are you? Oh, who are you? Come on, tell me. Who are you? All right. Who the fuck are you? Those are the words in the song. Everybody missed that one. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I really want to know. Who are you? Who? I really want to know. Come and tell me, who are you? Because I really want to know. I really, really want to know who you are. Who is in there? I know there's a place you walked where love falls from the trees. My heart is like a broken cup. I only feel right on my knees. I spit out like a sewer hole, yet still receive your kiss. How can I measure up to anyone now after such a love as this? Well, who are you? I really want to know. Oh, I really want to know. Come on and tell me, who are you? And that is so fun to see that legacy of the Who. They're teaching us from our hearts. It's just amazing. And I thank you for joining me today. And now that we got my entertainment exuberance out of me, let's get to it today. I'll take questions on the PRQ side. Go over situational timelines today. A very, very important topic, because I'm practicing with them as well as you are. And we will speak from our heart today exclusively and just really receive the information through our hearts and decide what is nutritious for us. I had the honor of working with Asha this week and Lucia Nicole Evans, and of course the Mermaid and the PRQ team. So it's such a joy to get to touch them, and it's so awesome to watch Asha walk in the talk. It's just amazing. So when I say our days are numbered on these machines, I'm really not kidding. This is a way for us to network. It's really an incredible way we can network. But if we do it from our hearts, spontaneously and inspirationally, we can do it just the same way. And I'm doing my best to explain that to everyone. Is a quick story for you from me. As you, with you, I love you so much. I love you so much. And it means everything to be here with you. And just because I got my memories back and or understand, the universe does not make me unique to you. You're just absolutely amazing to me in ways you have no idea, per se. We're just doing such an incredible job, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be in your presence, and thank you so much. The topics I'm going to go over today will be speaking from the heart, how it works, and the situational timelines. And as well, I'm going to probably go over some of the regression technologies, the pills. I'm going to talk about the regression and progression pills that are on this planet that are looks like they might be rolled out to you, and it's not good news in my opinion, but we'll see how it goes. When this, I'll show you some of the awakening processes for me with the implants, because it'll help you too, is our assumption estimate, excuse me. So as your consciousness comes into your physical body, it's in this type of human, it's been engineered and designed to stifle you. So what it looked like for me, as I've got all sorts of military implants in me, and really bad dudes wanted to make sure I didn't get through, but they want us here. So they don't want to kill you. They really need the horsepower, and I'll go into that and desire you all to pull that information for me. But as we come into the physical body, we start getting drunk with a lack of love. We know someone's out there that loves us. We know, and then that's how I would find the rest of us. I just had this yearning. So you'd have this yearning that you just wanted to, like, where are they? Wait a minute. This is not, I don't know these people. And I don't, but I like them. But I'm like, where are my peeps? I know they're here somewhere. And so you just start traveling. You just start, like, going any direction you can to find them. And that's exactly how I found Lucia Nicole Evans. It's a light being there. That's how I found the PRQ team. So we know we're here. We know we have, it's not to say that all the people here don't have light in them. It's just, we know the group that we came with. And so in most cases, as you all go through the process, you're going to feel that way too. You're going to feel a lot of things more and more and more. And you're going to know your people are here. You want to put titles to it? You can. You want to put the analogies that your woo-woo club is putting towards it? You can do that. It's fine. You want identity? Go ahead. It's fun to play with your expression of yourself. I am this. is what's very unique here. I get to be something in singularity. It's quite amazing to be so invested in yourself here. You can't actually judge these things. You can't judge anything because it's already gone. And that's basically what you're going through, is you forgot to forget because you have so much memory. And that's my first topic will be this. Situational timelines are very important to you if you can't forget. And I was, so I'm always working to explain to you, if I'm truly a light being from another frequency band and or the highest, and I'm directly from source, and I'm claimed to be a light being, what would it be like to be here compared to there? It's a lot different. It's really a lot different. In fact, it's really different. And so I'm working hard every day to not necessarily prove that I'm not from here. It's to show you when I'm, if I'm a sponge for you and I'm mopping up the water, what does it look like over there compared to here? And why are we different here compared to there? And so I'm always looking for shortcuts. Any way to get you stimulated, just to listen to my voice, I know is going to get you stimulated some way, some shape or form. Even if I speak nonsense, even if I just babble, which of course I consider all English language babble. But the one item that is, I feel could be of help would be, in these bodies, this type of body, you feel so much. You feel endless amounts of emotion in ways that are absolutely coveted. They're just the greatest little bodies. They're tiny. You're very tiny, by the way. And you're in these tiny little bodies that you're so impressed with. And as a succession for ego, I should say. So that volume of you that's in there can feel so much. But we don't have any knowledge because we're using our brains. So your massive recorders, you're massive, you're able to record everything. That's what's so amazing about the mind, is it's controlling the emotions as well. So the expression of yourself and your personality is even controlled. You can't actually see all of you if you're using your mind as your personality and the expression of yourself. It's very, very, very complicated statement. But the one thing that stands out, if I could be of any help, what it's like to be over there and here, is your desires are limited because your emotions beat your desires in some way, shape, or form. Because the interaction you have with the last event, it appears in most cases, at least in modern society, the actions that you just made start creating a new reaction. Tricky, huh? So that emotions, those emotions start carrying through the reaction of the last decision. So when you make a decision, she's a beauty. Begging, they're begging for bread today. So when you make a decision, and then you have to react to the last decision, and the last decision, last decision, last decision, your heart doesn't get enough, let's say, gap, to be at peace. It doesn't get a chance to like kind of start the priority of your decision making. I'm doing my best with the English language here, but that's pretty much what it's like compared to over there, where you're from. You're from higher frequency and a dimensional reality that is only of peace and forgets everything instantly. So that's the biggest difference about being here and there. And that's why the propaganda around religion and Jesus and everything is so perfect, is because you're looking for, they'll try and promote a savior for you when you're a god. You're brilliant. You don't need any saving from anybody. And so before I get into situational timelines, I'll give you an example of how we get we get tricked into many. What's up, ladies? You guys want some bread, huh? What are you up to? So friendly and needy. Didn't realize birds were so needy. They got my name. I think that song's already been written. Excuse me just a second. You talk as much chatty Cathy here. Sometimes you have to clear your throat. Forgive me. All right. So when you look at situational timelines, at the great respect and appreciation that everyone listening here, we're going to get a little more granular. Please read for the people.space and use that. It's a lot of information, I know. Take for the people.space, put it together with Corbett Report, and then put it together. Pick another media outlet you want. Good. Go ahead. Let's say grab some Ben Fulford reports. Put them all together. I guarantee all your disclosure is over with. It's fantastic information. But I assure you, once if you could download it all into your head right now and relate to it and sort it and translate it, you're going to end up at the same place. So I'm going to take a woo-woo club webpage right now, and I'm going to show you how we can do the same thing in a more fantastic way. That, oh my God, he did this, she did that, he did that, she did that. Okay, now watch how people, when they channel information, are doing the same thing to you. So if you're channeling information from another area of your galaxy, your universe, you're almost doing exactly the same thing as on the surface of your planet, where you're residing. So propaganda is not exclusive to planet Earth, is what I'm doing my best to explain. Because when you're from a higher dimensional and or have more knowledge, so there's a tremendous difference between knowledge and believing. That's the biggest difference here. So when you get your knowledge back in you, you really know things, and that's how that's how we want to use me, if you will, is that because I have the omnipresence tools back in me, you're getting them too. Once we use omnipresence and I can actually be in the same space and time with you, even though I'm in this physical body, that's a tool you're getting back too. And so the trickery of propaganda is not exclusive to planet Earth. It can come and affect planet Earth. And I'll show you one right now. And I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to give you this webpage's name, but it's getting really popular. And because it's fantastic, because it talks about other races, which would never happen from a higher dimension, because they do not. That's why the Galactic Federation, Galactic Councils only work with very few, so not to disturb an entire population. It's very important that you, when you look at some of those words in Star Trek that said the prime directive, you don't come in and bring in technology and get the ants to use cell phones, as an example. So that's very prominent in the universe, is not to go and affect and or stimulate or direct or control any society on another planet or manage or mimic. And so that's why when you do watch Star Wars and you see Aldebaran, I realize I just said Star Trek too. When you saw that planet explode, that actually happened. And that was the Lyrian planets, of course. And that's why you have such a prominence with lion beings and so forth. But another story. Anyway, I'll show you how propaganda works when you're channeling individuals. And it's going to be a little comedic because I love a good laugh, as you know. And I'll give you some key words so you can look it up if you want. But I won't tell you what webpage it is. So it's good stuff here. This is good. The Star Nations are in negotiation phase. Situation update. Go ahead and query that, see if you can find it. So this is this propaganda that's being fed to you that that you want to take care of. And this is getting more and more popular. And this is, of course, proactive misdirection to your enlightening process in many ways. The light forces are in the final stages of removing the dark Atlantean network. This network consisted of three concentric rings, the outer one made of bases in the Kuiper belt, the middle one of bases in the asteroid belt, and the inner one has a network of underwater bases throughout the planet. All right. Now, we're going to just break that down real quick. Unfortunately, some of that's true. But when did it happen? In the past. After 26,000 years of existence, this dark network is finally about to be defeated. The outer ring is gone. The middle ring is gone. And from the inner ring, only the main stronghold remains. After this is gone also, the source and the light forces will begin a very risky, complex, challenging process of disentangling the surface population from the lurker. When the inner ring of the... should quit laughing. I know you're cracking your ass up right now. When the inner ring of the dark Atlantean network collapsed a few weeks ago, the Aldebarans immediately created their own positive network of underwater bases and also a few surface outposts in complete alignment with their plan of supporting the event, which was formulated in 2023. The Palladian fleet has returned to the solar system and will participate in the events of operations in various ways that cannot be discussed yet. It's a secret, yes. Aldebarans, Palladians, and the Resistance formed a strong alliance that will work as a team in the event operations. All right. That was fun. No, let's keep going. After many months, the Palladians have contacted Russian military again with the purpose of ending the war in Ukraine as a result of this Putin made a peace offering. All right. If you believe this line of garbage, you probably can't use your knowledge center to discern information because you don't have identity out here. You don't have identity at the higher dimensional realities unless someone wants to get you to believe, not know, believe in an identity. That's the whole trick with all the garbage you're seeing in these woo-woo club. That's my help for you today is these are situational timelines. You're starting to believe in something outside of here, outside of yourself. So when you look at these web pages, they're promoting this there's a higher constitution than you. There's someone else coming to save you, coming to save you, coming to save you. You're late to the game. It's all garbage. You don't need any books because you have knowledge. You have all the universal knowledge right inside you right now. You should be able to call everyone on their BS right now, no problem, including me. So when you just breathe, when you just exhale, you can see it. You can see the vast amount of knowledge you have. It's just endless, endless. All we are is creating whatever we want, whatever we want, whatever we want. So as soon as you see identity, people playing out identity, as you know, I fight identity every day if I can, if you will. I just want to show that we're a creative force without fighting, obviously. We just love being inspired, doing. It's just endless. All right, let's get to work now. That's enough playing around. situational timelines. So I'll go ahead and... thank you, everybody, for arresting attorney generals this month. That was fun. If you look at a situational timeline, the one I was going to work with today would be 9/11 and COVID. So you get to prove situational timelines with 9/11 is probably the most well advertised. World War II is probably in there. World War I didn't get as much traction. I'm surprised by that, actually. And how you get your superheroes to show up and so forth. So a situational timeline, we'll use 9/11 example. This is not to be disingenuous to the victims or everybody, anyone that participated. I noticed a guy named Don Trump was there. Huh. Wonder why he was there. Situational timeline, maybe, huh? Looked like he was trying to help. Don Trump, of course, is a great, great, great tool for situational timelines. So you want to get in trouble to find out where the bad guys are in relation to situational timelines. You really want to get in the mix. And when you do everything right, you do everything right. All you did was participate and you still get attacked. You now expose the bad guys. And that's why I constantly get in trouble. I will never stop exposing where situational timelines and or the dark play. Just can't get enough of it to help and solve problems for all of us. Because this is a dualistic planet. It's a dark planet. And it's an alien-controlled planet. 9/11 is exclusively an example of situational timelines. So if I do, use this in your personal life when you make a decision, how the situational timeline is created for the abduction point of other people, not necessarily you, of other people who make more situations. And so I'll show you. The reason I'm going to use 9/11 is because everybody knows the story. So if you are going to free humanity and from the monetary control system, and you had a game plan to do it, and you had a location to do it, you'd have bad guys who are very aware you were going to do it. Because remember, they have some capabilities, and whether it's Project Looking Glass or many other tools. Remember, they got super psychic people over there. They got witches. They got warlocks. They got these people were engineered to have more capabilities than most humans. So they're gonna have time jumpers. They'll have people that can do what you're calling remote viewing. They have way more capabilities than that. Anyway, with the way the aliens work here, the alien being a being that has less heart-based capability, not an identity. Please do not use identity when I refer to aliens. It's just someone that is darker than you. They don't care except about the outcome they want. They're controlling situations, situational timelines. So 9/11 is a situational timeline that could benefit humanity, where you'd get enough space and time to have peace. And that is one of the opportunities we have with the monetary system renewing itself. As you know, I'm not a fan of the monetary system and or any monetary system, but it has potential to help and give us space and time to observe and find what our true passions are, our creative passions are. 9/11 was a situational timeline that affected, it made a big splash in the pond. So it was a big rock. And what it does in this case is you get, not only do you get to stop the progress, tried to be Canadian there. the progress that you make to get everybody freed is the situation that was being undermined. So you'll see it as just a monetary issue, but it's actually much bigger. And 9/11 was supposed to be about, I'd say, 90% bigger than it actually was. They had the people and individuals who stopped the 9/11's true destiny are magnificent heroes, and you'll never know their names. And I'm very proud and very, very disappointed how many people's lives were taken on through that process, and the individuals that saved me. But when you look at 9/11, the story is much grander as it relates to our day-to-day and personal lives, because you can actually map why a situational timeline is so important to aliens. And I learned this through John Kennedy and Paul Hellyer, Prime Minister of Defense for Canada. Well, what you can actually see now, if you look at all of the major events throughout the last 100 years, you can actually see they all have the same purpose. So we'll use 9/11 today. And any of the grand stories around the Federal Reserve or anything else, you can actually see situational timelines are engineered for an outcome that you can't quite see yet. And you're getting closer. And as we get closer through the ascension cycle, you'll see they just want to keep us unaware of the real game. All right, so I'll stay on 9/11 real quick here. 9/11 creates a situational timeline where you stopped, you made a shock value first. Okay, so when you get to see those images, Desert Storm's probably in there too. So when you have a succession of Desert Storm on the TV, you see a succession of trauma at 9/11. When you keep watching these things over and over and over again, CNN shows on watching the buildings fall, things of that nature, your epigenetic recording center is so powerful, you will never forget it unless you erase it. You have to erase it. You have to work. You'll have to at least work on it. And that's what these phones and TVs are all about, is getting a transmission into your body so that you will not forget it. So you'll have a mapping system. You'll have a way to innately, you'll walk differently. How about that? So it trains your brain, the shock and awe value system, I'll call it, so that you keep reacting to situational timelines. So not only do you have the intrinsic shock and awe and mapping and training system in these types of bodies, and that's what this show's about today, is what's it like over there compared to here. Excuse me. The way in which you record from generation to generation is now in your body right now. So great-great-great-grandpa in the Civil War, you got that in you right now, if you're not able to release and do the transition. I feel comfortable about talking about that topic because I do have a Civil War flag, and it's got bullet holes in it, and I do have discharge papers from relatives, etc. It's fun. I really hate that topic. It's so fun. But that's kind of the succession. So you have those recordings in you, and that's ultimately why would we need all this travesty in our lives if you're an alien? What is the end goal here? So I'll stay on 9/11 again. So if I can get you to, number one, believe 9/11 event, and to get Q to talk about it years and years later is the goal. To get me to talk about the past is the goal. Now, why? So that you don't perpetuate your true heart center for the future. So the timelines, I want to make sure I stay on topic. I have to write things up. We don't have any memory as light beings. So situational timelines, I have to start over again to get back on topic. So that's where you're going. You're going to be just like me, because you'll only speak from the heart. And so all I want to do is talk about the mermaid's tale, of course. I'm cracking myself up today. I think she might make a rare guest appearance. The 9/11 story gets you tremendous bang for your buck. So not only do you get to kill a bunch of people, you get the shock and awe. You get drama long term. So now I got court cases. I got architects and engineers who, unbelievably fabulous, passionate people who got it right. They you can prove that those buildings were engineered. Unfortunately, they're suppressing the energy weapons that were used too. I'm disappointed we haven't gotten that one out. But now you look at all the time and energy people are spending at defending the fact that those buildings were demolished or not. Did planes actually run into the plane? Did the planes actually run into the building? Obviously, being around the U.S. military, no one could do that with a plane. We all know that. They're not capable of doing that. Pretty good trick. Real good trick. Can I use CGI? Can I use automation? I can use a bunch of things. The real story for the aliens, though, that's the intrinsic side. The real story for the aliens, though, is I get you shocked and recording it long term so I can engineer a human that is degraded. So I'm going to degrade this type of human so that the next version of us will be degraded even more. So that's what's so different about being here compared to 2,000 years ago. As fantastic as it sounds, I was here 2,000 years ago, and I have all those memories, and 4,000, and 6,000, and 8,000, and 26,000. I can pull all of that information together for you, but it still does not serve a purpose because it's in the past, so to speak. 9/11 was about engineering a timeline for you to be reactive to your proactive timelines. So when I get you all excited about he did this, she did that, sure, those are legitimate intrinsic timelines, but it's really to keep you not from being proactive and creating a higher dimensional reality for yourself and or all the people you're around and all your family and all your friends and everyone you work. If you just work proactively from your heart center, no, there's just no chance for them to, they can't stay with us because they are a being that has less being in them. They're dark. And that's why I'm encouraging to get through for the people.space information. You'll see the whole, if you get all of it together as a package, you'll start to see that these timelines are all engineered. If you're especially looking at the machines, not to say these machines can't be of some help, but once you react to situations instead of proactively create, is the alien agenda. So 9/11 is a great tool because not only can you say they stole the gold out of the building and we did that, and they stopped the World Trade Center from existing and all the people died. You didn't get Nasara, Jasara going. You didn't get a lot of, we got to start over. We got retired military people were in the building and they really wanted to get this done. All of it is perfect alien agenda. And it was a trap. It was basically a trap. And most of your reevaluation system now is a trap. But now that you're on the package, you're in the system now. You're going to start to learn to wean yourself off. And that's typically how monetary systems do get removed from very large societals, I'll call them, planetary systems that use means of exchange this way. The way you wean yourself off of them is by using them, believe it or not. So as you can see, a specific timeline would be cryptocurrencies. So you're going to use that system now in a situational timeline that will kill the cryptocurrencies, because you're going to go back to an asset-based recognition of your planet, not a currency. You'll start getting a feeling versus so knowing versus reacting is what I'm doing my best to explain. Forgive me. Seeing us on these situational timelines, I just want to speak from the heart continuously about we're not, that this is very unusual for us. It's very unusual for us to be in situational timelines. And we don't always recognize it. And that's why I do these shows, is to do my best to walk the talk on making decisions, because we can't always see that we're in a situation that has a timeline to it. I'm purposely forcing a situation right now to test it out, because some of the situational timelines that you get in, you're not with people, you're with clones. You're with aliens. You're with program people. You're with people with entity attachments. And if you can't see it, your situational timelines are, you're kind of in the crosshairs, aren't you? And you want to be in circulation. You want to do things. You want to participate with so many options here. It's so amazing. Yet there's not a lot of humans here. I'm so sorry to tell you that. There's not very many light beings here. I'm very, very sorry to tell you, and I'm sorry it came from me. But you should be able to start seeing that the light beings that recognize the other dimensions and how to get there, they're starting to leave. But they're still on your planet. And that's what situational timelines are designed to do, is for you not to recognize that your dimensional reality is directed by you, Mr. and Mrs. God. So when we watch me as an example, we're always using me as a tool. I'm your spiritual crash test dummy. It's not my... Those words were my choice. But so what we got to do in the programs is we got to see who's faster than the other. And I'm apparently the fastest one here. So I'm creating more dimensional realities independently, and it's affecting you. So when I make a situational timeline, when I get involved in a situational timeline, really wild stuff happens, because the aliens can see that I'm going faster, and it's really a tough subject for me. So if I'm the fastest one making situations happen, and I can control the outcome, and everybody puts their head to work now and says, I thought Jesus could walk on water and turn water into wine. No, what they hid from you is when someone without the restriction of DNA comes in here, and you're going to be there just like me. You're going to be no different than me. We're making really big decisions just walking to the mailbox. Just that alone, the aliens want big time. They just a light being walking to the mailbox is a huge event, massive event, because we create more sustainability for the environment that they're trying to stay at. And that's why the degradation of humanity is so prominent in situational timelines. So back to 9/11, if I can get you scarred over and over and over for 2,000 years, I have a better chance of keeping up with you, because you're so powerful. So situational timelines create opportunities. That's why religion has a timetable with it. all your religions are alien technology with some good information in it. So they're going to use religion now at the end of the ascension, like religion's going to get super popular. And Jesus is going to get super. So that's your last story. That's your, you're getting the last story when you've had 26,000 years of stories. Everyone forgot about Tutankhamun. Everyone forgot about the Egyptian. Everyone. And so when you see the people that engineered the Sumerian tablets, emerald tablets, when you see how they engineered it, it's just another Bible. When you see how Christianity has been engineered, it's a construction. And so you get, because you're just right now, just right now. There's no model for living. There's no rules in the unlimitedness of you. Look at nature. Please, please go to the forest today. Please have fun with our nature. It's so, so obvious how our synchronicity works when our heart is focused instead of our minds. All right, let's keep rolling here. Situational timelines in 9/11, what they'll do now is we got, so now we have the trauma, we got the scarring, and now we have to work at solving the problem. Always a problem. And that's why one of the greatest magicians you'll probably ever see is George Bush Sr. Notice they always, the magicians, they use their hands all the time. He's a very good magician. And so what you will see with these demons who just have less heart center than you, it's not to be critical. It's just to show you how the dark works in societals this size. So when you're in a dimensional, unlimited dimensional reality, you want to keep everybody enthused and or participating. So that's why 9/11 was so prominent, is now you got to get these guys. And there's teams and teams of people. Their whole life now is only focused on who did it? Who did it? How are we going to get them? How are we going to solve the problem? Where's the solution? Where's the solution? Hey, now we've solved it. Guess what? Another one comes out. Ukraine war. COVID-19. It doesn't really matter as long as there's another situation. That's all the aliens care about. As long as you can get on another timeline that's situationally based, personally, professionally, intrinsically, or more expansively, they know how powerful you are, and you will give them a place to reside because you're making a difference. Behind your back right now, there is nothing. That's how powerful you are. There's nothing. You're on a planet. But if you turn around, there's the potential now that you might not see anything. That's how powerful you're getting. You made it this type of human now is growing very stupendously. So if you can practice turning around, you will see the reality changing for you. And or you'll see gaps in the time continuum like a frame. A movie frame. So if you remember the movie, the way you watched movies on legacy movies, each frame now is created from your heart or your mind. So if I can get you creating another issue from your mind instead of your heart, I gotcha. Totally gotcha. And I can hijack you, and I can cut and paste. I can cut and paste time when you're using your mind versus your heart. I cannot do it if you're using your heart. And certainly, a lot of work to observe that for myself too. In this type of human, how do they do it? I want to get these guys. How are they doing it? How they're doing it is they've overemphasized how the mind how the mind works, and certainly the PRQ team, I get to get their feedback too. So we got a lot of light beings working on this to see how are they tricking us so well in situational timelines is their best tool. So if I can get you reacting, you have to think and puzzle, you have to take a, there's a process here. By the way, where's your checkbook? Everything has a linear sequence of events that's not from your heart center in most cases here. So everything here is alien. All your business models are alien. The way you do things in relationship to supply and demand is all alien. Your technology is about 1% of what's out there in the universe. And those situational timelines enhance your lack of creativity is the real goal. Not to say many of you aren't living from your heart. It's not to be, and it's not to exaggerate, and it's not to be fantastic, and it's not to just do another show to keep you stimulated. It's really how it works here. And you know, when you look at people like Paul Hillier that get in front of big house as a speaker, and they say but Paul Hillier has a lot more fish to fry than making a fool of himself. So does John Kennedy. Why'd they go out of their way to say we've got aliens here? Because you do. This is a dark alien planet, and I love you very much. And it can be solved if we use our hearts to make a difference from ourselves only. I'm sorry to be so long-winded on the topic. And but when I see so many people getting attacked with situational timelines, I ask myself, what is the solution? And especially when you get ready to do a different process or a different location, I go back to the who. Who are you? Who are you? This information comes from you. It's only driven from you as you. And that's what Source would tell you today. That's how it works. I don't have an agenda because I don't use the mind. But you pull me, and then that's how this information gets out. I can see you inside and out. Everything about every one of you. Think about what that's like. That's what you have. You have the same ability I do. I can see everyone. I can see what you had for breakfast. Would I ever do it? I'm not gonna. And that's why the psychic talk show hosts of the world are so full of crap, because if you're psychic, you're not even close to what your capabilities are. Not even close. That's why they created the woo-woo club in the first place, is just to get you misdirected. I can see you inside and out, and I still love you, and I still love you, and I still love you. And the more I see, the more I see. It's incredible. It's just incredible to have this privilege to be an individuality. Cherish it. Just cherish being a human and just have so much fun with it. I'm going to start taking some calls here. Sorry, Don, if I got ahead of you. BBS, if I got ahead of you there. The other topic I was going to take on today was is the programs we're in, and you'd ask how would Source get in this situation? You'd have to understand that to be in this reality, you have to be in this reality. So you have to be just like we have to be. That's how you know that these folks are not coming to save you from the Pleiades, because they already would if they had. But to be in this dimension as this type of human, you have to actually be the human. So you can't actually be, as you're calling it in the woo-woo club, you can't be this 12th dimensional being and be at the third dimension, as you can see. I can't live on the sun as a third dimensional being, et cetera, et cetera. It's a higher dimensional reality. You'd have to be at that location, so to speak, in the dimension as a frequency being of that dimension. So that's why it seems fantastic. And you can actually see the engineering of Christianity saying, you're not that person, because if you were, you'd have godlike powers. That's not how it works. You have to actually go be there. So to be at these godlike levels, you'd have to be at those levels. And that's what you're capable of. So so when we come into existence, into a physical being, and we donated these conscious gateways through the ships that we brought here, they got distributed all over the planet, or what you're calling the planet. And the people we knew and we gave them to the people that were capable of understanding the information. As you're aware, thank you, Asha, for helping us get that information out through our conversations many shows ago. The group that undermined that technology, one of them was, of course, the CIA, which you're calling the CIA, which is not true. There's many layers to these organizations. And Area 51 and other military bases. And so they compromised the industrial military complex. Mr. Ike did a good job of trying to get that out to you, Kennedy. So they took those conscious gateways and they started using them. The bad guys were using conscious gateways. Now, if you're going to remember, if you can see all of consciousness on a planet and you're using conscious gateways for nefarious ways, conscious gateways can see that. So it's the stupidest thing you could ever do when you look at these fools using conscious gateways to predict the future and see what's going to go on, and then go and do timeline, a specific timeline construction programs. So if you have a conscious gateway and you see that Nisara Jisara is going to happen, you're going to try and get ahead of it as you're observing. So the good guys have a conscious gateway too. So you're looking at everybody fighting consciousness is what you're watching right now. It is a bigger story than you're aware of. So imagine if you have consciousness fighting consciousness here on planet Earth. It's so someone's gonna have to throw in the towel, or you just keep going. You're just gonna play tug of war forever. Hopefully you all understand, when you have conscious gateways, there are no secrets. So even if the good guys have them or the bad guys have them, you're still exposed. And that's what they would use me for, because I don't have the restrictions of DNA. And so that was one way to make a weapon out of me. As we've mentioned, Stuart Swerdlow, others, Misha Johnson, they made us into, so like, okay, so we can put super soldiers in play here. Max Spears is in there. Max Steele is in there. So they'd make special force guys out of us, because they're using our consciousness to jump into bodies, time travel. Forgive the redundancy and repetitiveness for people who listen to these shows quite a bit. Anyway, the way they would progress us in age and regress us in age was with pills, chemicals. And so certainly every Friday, my mother would take me to a special doctor, of course, at a very prominent undisclosed location. And it looked very, very supple, subtle, where they take me. The buildings were very, very obscure and anonymous. And it would have a title related to your public health. And so they took over the public health system in a way that you couldn't see. They took over a public health system. So to this day, if you do look at some of the healthcare systems in North America, look at what their titles are. Public healthcare authority, things that name. Yeah, so they took over these systems, and then they'd make sure that the progression that they would, pills that they put us on were, and the regression pills were put on, made sure we were sustaining the process. So when I want to take a consciousness and I want to take it to go do something, I might want that body bigger. I might want it younger. I might want it older. There's tons of ways you can progress these types of humans. And that's technology that's been hidden from you. And that's why the healing bed thing is just kind of a comedy show, but we'll get there. When you progress a human, for me, because I had less resistance, so I'm already eyeballed from birth. From the day I'm born, they go, we got one here. And they've already been mapping my family's genetics. So they got multiple shots at individuals in my family. So the seers would lose their eyesights. The talkers would lose their voice. Things like, so you can actually see it in Bob Kennedy right now. So they're attacking his voice, because he can articulate information through his harmonics, in which you're going to download, you're going to receive a light being's information. Many times you saw Don Trump gritting his teeth when he's on the podium. If you got a real video of him, because there's so many fake videos of him, so much fake information through the videotaping, and they'll edit it, of course. So today you'll never probably even get a real video of Don Trump, even though you keep watching it. working on that, by the way. When he grits his teeth, they're many times doing scalar, or they'll do radio wave transmissions that will affect his heart center communicating and transmitting authentically. So right now you can assume that's happening to me as well. So what they'll do is they'll put a filter on us, so we can't get it all the way out of our heart when we're giving you knowledge from us. But we know that if we talk and transmit, you'll get more capabilities as well. And so if you look at someone like Bobby Kennedy, that's a light being that's working really hard to get through its knowledge system, translating through the mind, and then verbalizing it, like I'm doing my best today as well. So you're going to shut down that vocal cord. Well, progression pills and progression and regression pills, they do a good job of physicality, but they can't stop the light coming through physicality. And so that's why the program, at least the programs I was in, were stifled, is because not only could you not hypnotize me, but you couldn't get me to forget anything. So why wouldn't they just kill you? Because they know I'm going to come back around into another body. So that's why I'm still talking today. Because it's easier to keep their finger on me, screw with my life, doesn't matter. We'll create specific timelines for you. We'll just make sure we know where he's at. I'm not the only one either. You may be in this situation too. Anyway, once you take progression pills and regression pills, what they learn from the programs is you can't stop. Because if you stop, then you end up like Q-ster. So now Q is off the pills from his childhood, and the DNA does not stop the light body coming through more and more and more and more. And that's, of course, why the modern medical system was created, is to get you all shot up with all sorts of garbage so that the volume of light coming through you slows down. That's all the modern medical industry. And that's, so you, if you want to point the finger at the Rockefellers, the Rothschild, I don't care who you point the finger at, the aliens engineered those people to take the fall, because that's not the, if you've got a name, you don't have a name, because they don't have names. So you actually don't know who the bad guys are, because they do not have names. They made names so that you would have identity. Identity is the purpose, to make sure that when you show up, you are an identity of some kind, somewhere, title. So forgive me for being so long-winded on redundant information, but that's how it works, at least from the alien's point of view. I'm going to make sure I do something of value today, but we'll see. All right. Well, I got a few minutes. Got a few minutes done here. I hope that was some help. Forgive me. I want to make sure I do something in regarding the awakening process. The awakening process is designed by you, and it's engineered. It's flawless. It'll never slow down. And where you're at now, I'm awakened. I'm an ascended master. Wait till you see where you are next year. It just does not stop. Even for me, it will not stop. It will not stop. It will not stop. Now, the trick here now is, if we're gonna use situational timelines proactively, how do we do it? How do we put this into play? How do we put our hearts as the primary decision-making process? Easier said than done, huh? Because I've always asked Buddhist priests this, that it's really fun for you all to sit on top of your mountain here and be in perfect peace, but do it when you're in a real estate deal, you know, in downtown. I know I used this last week, but so what does it feel like when we just like work with our heart? Like, so when you're working with a Lucia Nicole Evans or, you know, some people on our team, we just care so much about, like, we take care so much. We look and feel so much. I'll do my best to translate it for you, but we don't have any doubts. We want to do things. We know we don't second guess ourselves. And that's the first thing I don't want to instill in is you don't have to really think. We don't think, I guess, is what I'm doing my best to explain. We don't know how to think anymore. We just go. And that's my biggest suggestion. You guys are all superheroes, and I think that's about too many words as well. So feeling versus knowing is the big difference, and that's how light beings do it. We are playing with mind beings. Light beings use their heart. So you can see a lot of that with people who are just so inspired, like a BBS radio or so many others, and making decisions. And it's okay to be silly. Love it. Love it. All right. Let's see. Progression pills. I was going to get a little deeper into that. Decisions you can take for granted, used to make, are going to change. Okay, I don't want to talk about that one today. All right. When we look at progression and regression pills, excuse me. So that's obviously on in your reality right now. So can we give you anti-aging pills right now? Absolutely. No problem. So when they progressed me as a child, the industrial military complex, they made me older. So when I was 12 years old, there was a time I went and visited my grandmother, and she couldn't believe that I was over six feet tall when I was 4 feet tall a week earlier, things like that. So they made a mistake. So then I go into the Friday office, we'll call it, and they do the regression, and then they'd shrink me again. So they get me back in age forward and backwards. So sometimes I'd grow out of it. Sometimes I would accept it. Sometimes I grow out of it. And now over the course of years now of interviewing legacy, what you're calling super soldiers, secret soldiers, I got to see who got stifled and who didn't. So there are even days now that I am taller than I was the day before or shorter than the day I was before. So they had so that manipulation that they had me on for years and years and years is still got a patterning through the NATO. So the way the NATO system works and the DNA works is it's got some epigenetic backup. It's still remembering that you could be taller, you could be shorter, you could be taller, you could be shorter, you could be stronger, you could be weaker. For some reason, I can eat garbage and I don't gain a lot of weight. Maybe a little bit here and there, but it doesn't really, like the next day I'll have lost it. Or maybe I won't eat. I probably will only eat 3 times this week of any substance. And then other days I'll eat all day. And that, so it's kind of interesting watch. And so that's the value I want to bring to everybody is how these bodies are so versatile with our spirit, our consciousness. Anyway, when over the course of time, now there's more of you out there and you're experiencing that too, because they put it in our dietary system. So it's definitely in the 50s. If you were a child in the 50s and 60s, you got some taste of it. So they were going to mass supply. So Twinkies, there's all sorts of food supplies, but you know, if you look at how Twinkies were pushed on us, Wonder Bread, they had some progression pills and regression pills, chemicals in the food supply. So don't think you're being poisoned today. You've been poisoned for a whole genetic timeline. That's what was the purpose for all the shots. So all your vaccination, when you came out of the womb and you got shot up, most of that was to enable the potential to progress or regress. You could go either way, not to poison it. Don't want to kill you. They just want to keep you stifled. And that's why the medical industry was so adamant that you had to get inoculated. And that's why they inoculate your animals, because you'd be talking to your animals right now if you had maybe 5, 6, takes about 5 generations of animals, and they'll be able to, your telepathy would get really strong. So imagine if everyone had all their telepathy back, like myself, there'd be no secrets. So you don't want people telepathic here, because then there'd be no lies. And then you'd anneal to your synchronicity. You'd only do things from a point of love and peace. So if I can keep you thinking and keep you looking at these machines, that technology works really good. And that's why you've been inoculated multiple times. Anyway, the regression pills and the progression pills, to this day, I get to study them and I get witnesses to it. So physically, a normal mammalian on the higher dimensions will say, you would now control your aging. And it's starting to work a little bit with me. I'm going back and forth with it. But you should be able to choose not only your scale, But you should be able to choose your age more and more right now. And that's why I want to give you great encouragement that the self-healing process that you have built in you should be able to regress your age too. And now I know all the grandmas are going to start calling me and say, I don't feel good. Well, how do you do it? How do you do it? Okay. And you have to allow it. And it's tricky statement, I know. And that allowance works really well. If you don't have time and you don't care about time, that's one way to anti-age. And so if you don't, that's how those progression pills in the industrial military complex were used, is we were out of time. They stopped our thinking process and they only used our consciousness. And that's why we could do the time jumping and do the remote, and still do, can do the remote transfer of consciousness. So to get me on another planet, to get me on another location, to get me backwards in time, forward in time, which is, of course, there's no such thing as time. So if you can install this into an event, was the real goal of it. It's just to control an event. And so you can see how that would complement the potential of going around conscious computing. So if you know the good guys got a conscious computer and the bad guys have a conscious computer and you want to attack either one, you got to get consciousness, someone who has consciousness that is event focused and or situational timeline focused. Very tricky statement. How do I get them into a battleship event and make them believe, not know, that they need to take out that battleship instead of and go and regress or progress in time, and not let them know that they're being controlled. And that's why the programs are over with, for the most part. I used to time travel with you, is the greatest joke I've ever told. Because you're still time traveling. All of us are creating realities right now in and out of time. Or we're living in peace energy where there is no time. There's no way out of it. You're creating a dimension right now, and that's the way it works. Everywhere you make a decision now is another dimension. I think that's what I have today. I hope that was some help. I want to take a truckload of calls in the next hour. I want absolute your passion and your love. And I just want to take a ton of calls, and maybe we'll get the mermaid off her rock. I have the privilege of working with so many children and talking to so many children, and to see children with tremendous amount of their knowledge back in them the day they're born is an incredible honor. And one of the children that I work with says this to the mermaid on a regular basis. Remember, this is a 4-year-old. This is truly raw. She is truly here. We are truly here. The both of us are truly here. We're not trying to sell t-shirts. We don't want any accolades. We have truly made it through these physical bodies, and we want to help and support and participate just as you, just like you. Here's what the 4-year-old says to Ra. See all those people over there? They all came from you. Remember, this is a 4-year-old with no leading, no hinting, no nothing, just out of the blue. This is what a 4-year-old says to Ra. See all those people over there? And he shows us thousands of people. They all came from you. And they don't remember you. And now they all hate you. Now, where does that come from? That comes from knowledge, comes from their knowledge center. It's quite an experience to have the creator of the universe standing next to you, and nobody knows she's here, and nobody cares. They can't feel like we can. They don't have knowledge. I don't have to sell this story. I know you can feel. I know the people that are listening, that are truly listening, really know I'm telling a straight story. And we are going to keep on keeping on. We are going to keep doing this, and we're going to keep doing this, and we're going to stay with you. We're going to stay with you. But the solution is going to be nature. It's going to be nature, one with your planet. And BBS Radio, thank you so much. Thank you so much. How could we do this without transmissions? It's so amazing. We are so amazing. I am so amazed. BBS Radio, I'd like to take a break now. Top of the hour, I'd like to take 1,000 calls. And I love you very much. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. I'm going to take a quick break. Thank you.